It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
And each week, you share your knowledge about all things gardening. And in this episode, you're going to tell us about how we could grow a tropical-looking plant that isn't tropical at all. Can you tell us more about the persimmon?
Sure. Do you like persimmons? Have you had them before, Mary?
I don't know. Is this that weird thing that you brought in last year and had me try in the studio? And it was like, no, that was a kumquat. Never mind.
Yes. Persimmons are a little bit different. Those are those orange fruits you find in the grocery store now. They come from California because the Asian ones are the ones we typically buy and eat. And they're large and they have kind of a sweet custardy flesh once they really get mushy ripe. But because those Asian ones aren't hardy here, we tend not to grow them, except for the American persimmon. That one is hardy here. It's hardy to zone 4. It grows into a beautiful 20-foot tall tree that has avocado-like leaves to it. Really kind of a cool tree. Looks a little exotic to be growing in Vermont. Foliage this time of year turns a beautiful golden color, and it produces those same orange fruits, but just much smaller than the ones you get in the store. There's a number of different varieties like Meter and Yates and Early Golden, but you only need one of them to get fruit, so you only need one tree to do this. This time of year, those persimmon fruits are maturing. They go from a golden to an orange color. I like to pick them when they just start getting a little soft and bring them inside and let them get mushy ripe. That's the important thing, because if you eat them too early, they're very astringent. You'll probably never eat them again. But if you let them really get mushy ripe, they have that sweet custardy flavor that you think of when you think of persimmons. You can eat them raw, or you can use them for baking to make muffins and puddings and cakes and all kinds of different things. So if you're looking for a tree that's pest-free, easy to grow, beautiful in the landscape, fall foliage, and you get something to eat out of it, you might try a persimmon.
What would you sort of compare the flavor to? I know you've talked about the texture being sort of like custard-like, but what about flavor-wise?
Well, it's a hard one to describe because it's very smooth kind of texture to it, and the sweetness has kind of a richness to it, almost kind of like a high fatty content, even though it isn't that way. So you got to try it. I got to bring you some.
Leave some at the doorstep.
I will do that.
We have a question from Lyndon in Waitsfield. And Lyndon says, like many folks, I've seen a boom in the chipmunk population this summer. And now this fall, I see they started to take up residence in the hugelkultur beds I recently built. Will they harm whatever veggies I plant in those beds next spring? Or can we peacefully coexist?
Well, I'd like to think you can peacefully coexist, but you may not be. So I would wait till the spring to see if they're still there. You know, depending on the winter, they may or may not be around. If they are still around, you probably would want to try to drive them off early in the season, so before they get really established. And a couple ways you can do that. You can put down some castor oil pellets. Mice, voles, and chipmunks don't like the smell of castor oil. And you take these pellets and you can sprinkle them around the bed, maybe stuff them in the holes here and there. And hopefully that smell will drive them out and they'll find another pile of logs or some stones to hide under. The other thing you can add instead of that is the essential oil of peppermint and spearmint. And you can just put some of that on a little cotton ball and stick those around the bed too. That might drive them away. So if they are still around the spring, I think I'd make a little effort to get them to go somewhere else.
Dick in Burlington asks, what is the approach to planting after buckthorn has been removed from an area? After time, garlic, mustard, and another invasive species moved in to dominate the ground cover. What do you suggest to plant or treat the area after removing buckthorn?
Yeah, Dick, that often will happen. We take a lot of efforts to remove invasive plants like buckthorn, but if we don't plant something new in there, they'll just come right back in, or other invasives will come in. So there's a number of different trees and shrubs that will take the place of buckthorn in your landscape. Some nice small trees include the American hornbeam, the amelanchier or serviceberry, and the pagoda dogwoods. Some nice big shrubs to put in there would be some of the viburnums like nannyberry and black haw viburnum. Aronia is a nice one, and some of the dogwoods would be really nice, like the gray dogwood and the red twig dogwood. So packing it with native plants will help keep those invasives from coming back.
Okay, and if you've got a question, send it to charlie@vpr.org. Just search for All Things Gardening. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.